Hello and welcome to Your Better Life with Better Tax Returns. I'm your bigger refund coach, Charlie. You may have heard me on my main media partner, SEN Radio, with Fletch, Joel, Maddie, or Jimmy, or on Triple M with Luke Boner on the late night shift, or on the Road podcast with Mick the Trucker. In this series of tax tips podcasts, I'm going to help you wake the truck up to ensure you get the biggest refunds this year or future years and extra refunds from your past returns. The sooner you start, the sooner you're smart.
Charlie, I've worked as a truckie, a tradie. Can I claim my car, and how do I claim for the biggest refund?
Jules, well, and Nikki, as I mentioned in episode one or introduction, both of you can claim your car. It's not the job you do, it's how you use your car. Generally speaking, the rule says you can't claim your car from home to work. But there are two exceptions to that rule. One is called the bulky item exception. So think tradies and truckies and people who carry tools and equipment to work. Yep. If you're carrying such items to work and you don't have a secure, large enough locker to leave at work, the ATO acknowledge that you need to go back and forth. And therefore they say from home to work is now deductible. And Nikki, if you drive to work and then you're asked to go to clients or suppliers or post office or banking, then that's called the multiple size exception. So if you're doing one of those, then you're entitled to claim your car. Now, as I mentioned earlier, if you only claim your kilometres, in your case, it might be 1,000 kilometres, 72 cents a kilometre, might be 720. Whereas if you keep a logbook, even with doing a few kilometres, you might find that 90% of your kilometres are work-related. And that means if you spent $20,000 on your car between real expense and depreciation of a car, $60,000, $7,500, so 90% of $20,000 is $18,000. So yes, Jules, certainly the hard yakka workers of Australia, which are our target audience, are going to be entitled to claim their car, and all our clients are migrated by a bit of bitch slapping and hard yakka work to use a logbook. Not only are they taught to keep a logbook, but as I mentioned before, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, we say call us if you change your house, car or job so we can work out if you need to start a new logbook. Otherwise, a 12-week logbook this year will be applicable and usable for this year as well as the following 4 years, 5 years in total. So for the sake of keeping your 12-week logbook, you can be claiming, using my example, $18,000 a year. So what's that, $90,000 over 5 years as opposed to $17,400. So wake the truck up and keep your logbook. All right?
Sounds good.
So for car, again, let me illustrate how to claim your car with some actual numbers. As I noted, most people don't know they're eligible to claim their car under either the bulky item exception or the multiple site exception and don't claim anything. That's a $0 claim. Or they claim using the lazy truck method called cents per kilometre, where they claim up to 5,000 kilometres. I say up to because if you only do 1,000 kilometres at 72 cents a kilometre, that's 720. If you claim 5,000 kilometres, that's an oh my god, 3,600. Let's make sure you're claiming the better part of 25,000. So you're going to keep the logbook and everything as discussed in episode 5, and you're going to keep copies of all your purchases. You're going to use the free and easy method to photograph all your receipts for fuel, tyres, batteries, services, car care products, armour oil, tyre black, all that sort of stuff, car care services, car wash details, car assets like seat covers and floor mats and dash covers and steering wheel covers, etc., etc. And you're also going to forward the invoices that have been emailed to you from your various associations for your registration, for your insurance, your loan agreement, your loan bank statement so we can see how much interest you paid on the car loan that year, your breakdown service, et cetera, including the cost of the car. All of these costs will be on file in your tax receipts email, and all those costs, which I suggested might be around about the $20,000, including depreciation, will be used to work out what your total expenses are and compared and claimed by the logbook method, which at 90% would be $18,000. You've seen me repeatedly give that example, but now you see where those car expenses come from, right? So fuel, rego, everything. Now, that list has just been read to you, but the detailed list will be sent to you once you've registered by answering those questions and submitting your questionnaire. I give you that example of what you should be claiming, but what more than likely you've been claiming is zero, because you didn't know your car was eligible, or somewhere between zero and 3,600. There's just no doubt, that you are much better off claiming by the logbook method if your car is eligible. Contact us to see if you're eligible. Keep a logbook, keep all your receipts. Once you've watched all the episodes that relate to you and complete and submit answers to four questions, we'll assign you a tax email account and password where you can send all your receipts, payslips, and logbooks using our free and easy method. We'll forward you simple, easy-to-follow instructions tailored to your circumstances, including a list of expenses to keep receipts for. And if it's too complex, we'll invite you to book a free 30-minute consult. As a result, you'll have more expenses to claim each year, and thus a bigger, safer refund.